Welcome to the Government IT Podcast from Converge One Government Solutions, featuring expert discussions around cloud solutions, cybersecurity, modern workplace, enterprise networking, and customer experience for government and civil agencies. And now, here are your hosts, Ryan Heath and Julian Foster.
So thanks for joining me again today, Ryan, on the GovIT Podcast. Really looking forward to going through this walkthrough with you that we did with Zoom recently.
Looking forward to it as well.
We did I guess what they call the Executive Briefing Center tour. And they took us through a lot of the functionality and features that have been built into the Zoom platform that go, you know, far beyond just the online meetings that most people are used to and that Zoom has become, you know, ubiquitous for. So we have this video that we recorded of the walkthrough. And we thought it would be a good idea to break it down and go through some of the things that we saw in the video. Do you want to get us started there?
Yeah. And you know, the walkthrough was pretty cool concept that they did, where it actually shows how you would use the technology instead of just demoing it like you would typically get in an EBC type of environment. So you get to see the different atmospheres, how people would interact, and the use case for them.
The beginning of the walkthrough was really cool. You know, he walked us into sort of a reception area, and we were able to interact with a virtual receptionist. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, many times I've been into large government buildings and there's been nobody at the front. And you end up walking through the hallways, trying to get somebody's attention. An individual could be at lunch. You know, I don't know what the scenario typically would be on that, but there's been nobody there. And you're kind of wandering around trying to find your way to go. When the receptionist comes up on video, they can walk you through where to go, who to meet with, and kind of get you checked in, which is very helpful, especially when you have a large campus environment. It also has the map, which allows you to, you know, locate where you're going, easily kind of follow that path that they give you to the meeting room or the office that you need to go visit.
Yeah, I could see that being really, really useful in situations also where you have a large facility to manage, but maybe not enough personnel to operate a reception area. You could have a monitor, a display set up for a virtual kiosk in each one of those, and then just have one receptionist or two receptionists managing an entire facility or multiple floors.
Even on coverage, lunch breaks, vacations, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah. So that was really interesting. And then we walked over to the another panel. He walked over to another panel where he was able to look at the entire facility, all the available rooms, and book one of the rooms that he might have needed for any particular meeting. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I was just in a scenario where that would have been very handy. Showed up to a very large meeting, you know, multiple groups attending this meeting. Typically, we're going to show up 30, 45 minutes early to a meeting like that to kind of prep and make sure that we're ready for it. And to do that, we kind of get pushed into a side room. Now, trying to find that side room is, you know, usually challenging. So being able to just go up to a kiosk, touch, you know, what's available and automatically go there, book it, you know, make sure that you're solid and ready to go and no one's going to bug you during that 30 minute or 45 minute prep time. That's very helpful. And that was just kind of an easy use case that I see.
Yeah, I could see that as well. And then what was really cool was then he was able to go to a room in this instance that just happened to be right next door, but they had a neat pad on the outside of the room, which he was able to use to control some of the room variables and then also see some of the environmental information, even CO2 levels, which I thought was pretty cool with, you know, all the current concerns with health. Yeah, and
which
whatnot.
Is really awesome. Just kind of highlights the platform. All that stuff is now built in. You know, previously, that was all kind of third party and integrated in, and it'd be very expensive to maintain, update, and, you know, it was kind of a cool flash demo type of stuff. But once people, you know, individuals put that in, nobody would touch it. And it was just there, is stagnant, and you know, really didn't work too well. But now that's part of the platform. I definitely see the use case for that.
Well, you know, and speaking of, you know, how things work, I thought it was really interesting when we go into the room after that, the simplicity of the setup. I mean, you have all the functionality and capabilities that you would expect or need in a scenario like that, both having, you know, remote attendees and teleconferencing, people sitting around a table. But there was no starfish phone and there's no, you know, spaghetti coming out of the table with all, you know, with all the cables. Do you want to talk a little bit about the technology that was involved?
Well, yeah, now
there?
That you're using proximity for everything, you know, you're in the room, everything is wireless connected, the proximity, the Bluetooth capabilities, wireless capabilities. So you don't have all those controls anymore. It doesn't clutter your desk. You know, you can have one device, which all comes out of where the TV panel is, either the soundbar or something built into the panel itself, like the D10 series. It's very nice to have everything consolidated into one platform, one piece of hardware.
So it was really impressive also, you know, when we were in the room and they were using the all-in-one appliances, you know, they showed something from Logi and from Poly, Do you want to talk a little bit about that? And particularly, I can imagine all of this significantly reduces the costs involved.
It does. Correct? Yeah. So they also have the D10 and the neat screens. So, you know, with those cameras are built in, you know, facial recognition, screen tracking, the good audio built into those screens as well. Or you can go with the Logibars, the big poly studios. So those are really nice because they have a lot of extra features. I think 16, you know, channels of audio coming through those speakers so they can really beam in on who's talking and, you know, focus the cameras that way as well. Multiple cameras to do facial tracking to really kind of pick up the active talker as well as kind of scanning the room for the next talker. So all those things that are really built into one soundbar currently is pretty neat.
Yeah, that sounds really, really incredible. You know, again, it's remarkable how Zoom has so quickly evolved into not just, you know, an all-in-one communications platform, but, you know, how the technology has been integrated and simplified to such a large extent is just really incredible, especially in such a short time frame.
They've done a really good job working with the, you know, third-party vendors out there like Poly, you know, Logi, Neat, D10, the list still goes on, working with getting them, you know, certified. So they know that those product lines are ready to go. Everything's kind of integrated into it. So it's very easy to get up and going without a lot of hassle.
I believe we also demoed or talked about whiteboarding capabilities and also voice commands and wireless connectivity, which I think is the, you know, the proximity monitoring that you were talking about.
You know, like on the D10, you can push that to a whiteboard to do whatever you need on that whiteboard, as well as push that to iPhones, iPads, whatever devices that are in the room with proximity can also see that. So then at the end of the meeting, you can go and send that to everybody, but it's kind of a interactive, you know, screen that everyone can share and collaborate with.
So what does that look like? What does the technology look like in terms of being able to possibly convert confined areas in open spaces to a meeting?
Well, it really
area.
Makes it to like a multi-use environment for whatever an individual wants to use that space for. You can automatically just start using that space in the way that you need to use that space, where it's not a defined, mm-hmm. you know, hard setup. So if you just need a whiteboard, you hit that whiteboard button and you kind of go with that. If you need video conferencing, you hit the button and you're in the video room. You can hit the other button and you're right into making a phone call. So whatever collaboration tools you need, the platform on the back end supports it and the devices are there right there, easy to use.
You know, it's amazing. We were talking earlier about, you know, just how much Zoom has introduced into the platform and their products just in recent months. But, you know, overall in such a short time, past couple of years, they've really implemented a lot. And to that point, we have a lot left in this video to walk through. So I think that's a good place for us to pause today. And Ryan, I just want to thank you for taking the time to walk through this. And we'll be back in the next episode to cover even more. So thanks again for joining us, everybody, today. And we'll see you next time.